Yes, every little block on your face.
Right, where are we at? We're here.
You're tripping on a couple extra pounds. Let it ruin your mood.
Go live anyway. Yep.
You good.
All right.
Hey.
All right. All right. We live. Hey, get off your phone. You got a show to do. Welcome, everybody, to the Let's Talk About It show. I'm Black Ops.
I'm Miss E.
This is Wonder.
And this is everybody's big brother, Dean Geronimo. Give us a call, 646-233-1302. Let's talk about it.
All right. So who? I know. I was like, dang, that's a lot of stuff down there. What's going on, super producer? Which screen do we hit? Double main guest. No, but it's good to be back. Another show as we move through this year. And a lot going on in the world today. But before I do that, I always check in with my castmates because I love them dearly. So what's going on, Miss E? What we got going on?
Oh, you know what's going on?
What's that?
What you got?
So remember like a couple weeks ago, I was telling y'all I was in Newark and I had, you know, on my social media, I had posted like a picture. I had the hard hat on. I was
I remember that. Mm-hmm.
Got the contract, y'all.
Oh, that's
contract, yeah.
There you go.
Contract.
All right.
I'm gonna be doing the model unit. I'm like super, super excited.
Right.
Super excited. So, you know, we all heard. And actually, I forgot to. I saw an article on Facebook about Newark. You know, and you know, Newark always on the come up. You know, it's always on the come up. But what they were saying was that Newark is one of still one of the blackest cities in
I can believe that. In
the United States. Yeah, like, still is one of the black. So big up to that, y'all. Like, it has
big
yet
city.
To be like gentrified to that, you know, to that, you know, effect, you know, where it's affected the population, but it's still, you know, it's still got a little something going on to it. And I was like, yeah, you know, so this place is right across from City Hall, and I'm really super excited about it.
Listen, we are super proud of you. So dinner is on you after the show. I think that's what I'm hearing, right?
I ain't mad at you.
Oh, okay.
That's what I think.
I'm excited.
Congratulations.
Really,
for real.
Gotcha. Yep. I saw a new 7 series out there. Is that you?
Oh, thank you.
Congrats. That's you? The 7 series out there? The new, there's a white one out there. Oh,
no,
okay.
No. All right. I'm not into cars like that no
Me
more.
Me neither.
I'm lying.
I'm lying. Everybody know I'm lying.
Thank you, Melissa.
Lisa, stop telling those lies.
Matter of fact, we need to hook up, Melissa.
Tune in. Wonder what's good, man. What's going on?
Same old, man. I don't have any, you know, anything earth shattering to report. Just work. That's
how they say down south. Shut your mouth. I know you ain't talking.
Keep on talking.
I know. Just working home. You know what? My cousin and I, Nate. We
up to Nate too. He always comes
out to Nate.
You guys don't see him, but he sits in the studio with us.
Yeah, man.
That's our cousin, right? Our play guy. Everybody got play cousin.
That's my road dog. We go to the city. Right? It's usually me and Nate, but we went to this Caribbean or this Jamaican party, and you know, like a function. And you know, shout out to KB, my man KB, because this is his crowd, you know. But I must say that they're very closely knit. You know, like if you look like you don't travel in their packs or circles,
they're like, "Who are you?"
They still ice grill you.
What you going? What
you
going
to
do?
I'm like, man, we 50 something up in here.
Me mugging you, right?
Yeah, but we had a good time. It was some young boys, but you know, they were older. That's the thing with, like, you know, when you go to reggae functions, I mean, you get cats from like young to like old cats, old dredge. Like in their 60s or 70s, but still cool, still got their
like
swag,
like,
and you know.
I like when you go to an event and you see, like, you know, even people, you know, even though we fastly approaching that, you know,
that number.
That number, you know, that stage in life. Yeah. And I like to see even, like, when you go somewhere and you see older people dancing, but they dancing appropriately, you know, for their age, and it's real smooth, you know, and it's just like really, really sexy.
Listen,
know?
Listen, because
no
if you
twerking out the 25,
you know what
right?
I'm saying? Like, just,
I got you.
Yeah.
And so, John, I know you're here from Virginia, so these three to my right, I completely understand what I'm saying here when I come up, like the Jamaican club during our time. Mm-hmm. There was really
was
no
wild.
Dancing.
It was wild.
You the gentleman stood on the wall with a Heineken in your hand, right?
Yeah, we did
and
that
it was somebody in front of you, right? Wine and
stiff,
right? So even though I've been to the Jamaican club here a lot, I just don't remember because I was really feeling well. Probably the
you
best way.
I gotta be honest with you, I didn't really hang out at the Jamaican club too much.
Did you ever go there?
I think I might have been like once or twice, but once I got a car, I was out of Plainfield.
You know,
Plainfield wasn't really a place I hung out
right.
in.
Do you remember Pat, who
it's
on the
Pat.
Jamaican club,
it's
yeah,
Pat.
Really yeah. had the Jamaican restaurant mm-hmm. right next door.
Oh, okay.
Like, so
okay.
my family on my father's side is West Indies, so, like, we would, like, from time to time, go get the beef patties from there.
Oh, okay,
Miss Pat
okay.
would talk to you. You would go there to get the real cola champagne.
Right.
And then the Friday and Saturday night was the Jamaican club. Miss Pat looked different. You're like, hey, Miss Pat, she'd be like $5. It's me. But those are good memories. Word. So one I know for you, it has to be surreal at this stage in life, going back to your memories of your younger days and saying, dang,
yeah.
it's different.
Yeah.
I love the Jamaican club, right?
Yeah, man.
All right, we're going to move on from that.
That's it for me.
That's all I got.
Don't get stuck on that.
Right. No, those are good memories. Right. Listen, you would come out of there and go to a club called the Chandelier, and then like 4 in the morning, you was like, let's go to the motorcycle club and get some wings, right? Mm-hmm. And make it happen. Then you was taking it down and sleeping till like 5 the next day. Yo, what's good?
Wow.
Anyway, what you got, Dean Geronimo?
Boy,
what's up?
Hanging on like an old loose tooth like I always do, man, you know, but want to give my beloved Virginia State University a happy 138th
right.
anniversary tomorrow, March 6th. That's what it'll be. Also, happy birthday to my brother, Kasheem. His birthday is tomorrow. And you know what? I'm feeling good, man. That's it.
That's right. good.
How's the grandbaby?
She's good and probably watching right now. So, Princess Jordan, your poppies is on TV. So you see, and I'll see you when we get to the house. All right.
All right. Well, I guess we're gonna segue into our segments
okay.
here. And I know today everybody got a little something before we get into our general conversation. But again, I'd like to welcome everyone who tunes into the Let's Talk About It show, whether it's Facebook Live, YouTube, Instagram, however you're getting the platform to mm-hmm. your body and your mind. We appreciate you tuning into the show. We don't take it for granted. So, but listen. Here comes my music. It's the Black Ops Let's Keep It Real moment. And this is what I want to talk about, Elizabeth Warren.
Okay.
All right. So we're going to jump into politics and talk about Let's Keep It Real.
Okay.
Right. So Elizabeth Warren has been in the political show for the presidency from the door. Yes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Super Tuesday came along and she got her feelings super hurt. Yes?
Yeah.
Right. She didn't poll well, neither did Bloomberg, right? So she puts on her press conference, because this is the first thing they always do.
Okay.
Or they say is like, I'm going to suspend with air quotes.
Yeah,
I'm going to
yeah.
suspend my campaign.
Right,
you're out. That's what that means.
Yeah, you drop in line. Right. Man, it's done.
Yeah, right. They just don't want to say it.
What'd you say for the cue?
You drop line.
All right, you drop line, yo. Tell somebody your eternal story, right? 20 years down the road, you dropped is the bottom line.
You dropped.
No, but here's where I say keep it real, because it was like, so who are you going to endorse, right?
Okay.
Right? Instead of, like, everyone else, rank and file, was like, hey, we're going to get behind Biden or we're going to get behind Sanders. Right. She was like, I'm going to take my time before I endorse
anyone.
I could see if she came on late with Bloomberg and took that position.
Right.
But she's done the debates. She's been in the trenches.
Right.
She was
walked
bringing
over,
the heat. Too.
Bringing the heat, right?
Yeah, she was.
Listen,
yeah.
And she wanted to give Bernie Sanders a two-piece. On stage live, right? Remember
sure
that?
Did.
Right?
Sure did.
And yet, through your press conference, you can't say, hey, here it is.
Well, I think. Yeah,
that's me,
ahead.
Though.
No, go ahead.
That's me. But go ahead.
No, go ahead. You finish.
My let's keep it real moment is like,
feelings,
let's get our guy out there, whichever party it is, if you're independent, because I believe Bernie's an independent, mm-hmm. right? And or the Democratic nominee in Biden, if that's the case. But let's get down to that and get to the general election. Like, why the high seas drama, Elizabeth? What do you have to weigh out between right now and 48 hours? Tell me what she will weigh out. Do it be any different between point A to point B?
Bernie Sanders apologizing for wanting to choke her out.
I'm waiting.
Okay, so here's my thing. Super Tuesday was just Tuesday of this week, okay? And it is literally March 5th. And the convention, we don't even stop primaries until June. New Jersey's primary is not until June, if I recall correctly. From previous years, we don't get to pick, you know, anyone until June. So, okay.
Endorsements,
so,
that's what I was, right. I was
so,
talking about.
I really don't think that she thought she was going to poll as badly as she did on Tuesday. And you know what? That's like a, you know, it's a lot to take in. You know, like, she doesn't have to say anything right this second, right this week. She can wait till the end of the month. What's the big deal?
Why are you yelling at me?
No, I'm just saying. I'm not. But because you asked, that's why. So now I got like a little passionate about it. But I'm just saying, like, she doesn't have to. You know, I really was surprised at how bad. Like, she lost her own state.
Yes.
Like, she lost her own state.
Right.
You know, like, wow. Okay. So I don't know. And it's not like people don't know who Elizabeth Warren is. You know,
true.
Like, she's got right. not only she's got name recognition. She's people do kind of have a feel for some of what she stands for. They might not have every detail on every one of her policies, but I was just reading. I just pulled up an article, and I know I felt this. And Elizabeth Warren wasn't my candidate, but I had nothing against her. You know,
right.
But it's like, you know what? We're just not ready for women in this country. We're just not ready for smart women.
Yep.
And that's it. You know,
hey,
just say
I
we don't
no
want
argument.
A smart woman in this country. Because you couldn't say she wasn't smart. And you couldn't say she couldn't speak to the issues. So it's like, what's she's smarter. And I like Joe Biden, but she's smarter than Joe Biden.
Well, in
you
my
know?
Very humble opinion.
But it's like, what is it?
Right.
What was it about her that didn't appeal to people?
She was too far to the she was one of my favorite candidates, but I kept saying to myself, she's too far to the left.
On what? And on what though specifically?
On
lefter than Bernie Sanders? Because Bernie Sanders is pretty left.
I think she's just as far. I think
okay.
she's just as far left as he is.
She, okay.
I mean,
but to lose her own state,
if she was in the running, I would have voted for her.
Yeah,
like
I would have took a serious look at Elizabeth Warren. I agree.
Just think she was too progressive, or just too
but,
far
but
to the
yet,
left.
But yet, Bernie Sanders won the entire state of California.
He's a man.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
what's the difference?
That's what we
it's
we
the
had
man,
to talk
right.
earlier,
because she,
right?
Because she's a woman.
Right.
Like, this country is just not ready for smart women. And it's kind of sad, you know? It really is kind of sad. But what is she waiting for? Maybe she's just waiting till the end of the month.
to your question, she was pro reparations.
Okay.
Whereas Bernie isn't.
That man stuttered his way through that question, didn't he?
He made it clear he wasn't.
Right. I can say
like
that I'm not
Bernie.
On board with Bernie. Elizabeth Warren, sometimes she came across a little frazzled. Like, everything was like the nervous grandma. I'm like, I'm just like, sit back. The true mark of an intellect is to keep your composure in the heat of the moment. And she, at times, to me, seemed like she was frazzled.
Okay.
Like, step back and get your composure. But I'm not saying she's not, let me be clear, I'm not saying she's not capable to do the job.
Okay,
yeah.
I didn't
yeah,
think
no,
that's
no.
what you were
right.
saying.
No.
I just feel like it's her right to, like, the way Bloomberg dropped out and endorsed Joe Biden so quick, it's like, why you even get in the race?
He
you
pulled his
I mean?
Cadillac
like,
over
right.
and was like, yo,
like,
yo
I'm
done,
out.
I'm out.
Put his Newport out.
Vote for my man right here.
It was like, what? That was just a big giant waste of money, right?
$500 million
Yeah,
you could have gave that to me.
Come on, man. Right. I mean, that was pretty quick.
I would have took us all out.
And I
dinner.
Think like she was still felt like she was in the heat. Like, listen, if you were competing against somebody and you decided, okay, we need to step back, take a look, suspend our campaign, would you be so quick to
that,
say, yeah, I'm with him? You know, I'm like, wait a minute, let's just you know, fall back for a second. You talked about being frazzled. She taking the complete opposite. Like, hold on, y'all just wait a second.
It just hit her.
I'm gonna take a few, you know, days or whatever to figure out what
get
I'm
myself
gonna do.
Together.
I don't know, but like again, I laugh when it's the, you know, I'm going to suspend.
Yeah.
Like you coming back. Ain't no coming back. Yeah. This ain't return of the Mac. You done. Right?
Over.
And I'm just saying for her, and you're right, maybe it'll take a day or two at the end of the month.
I think maybe like her, maybe she proved. You know, like, because I didn't think she was going to do that bad. Especially with the other two people going.
Right.
You know, it was her.
It's
she was
over.
Always like at the top of the pack. You know, like
right,
was
right
the
there.
Top three,
no,
right?
CNN talked about this. CNN,
like, the
CNN went like this. Like CNN said, we didn't see this coming. No, you didn't.
No, I didn't see. I didn't see her being just showing that poorly. You know, and
it goes back to what you said. People are not ready for a woman to lead.
I just don't think
no
they
matter
are.
How much they say they are, actions prove otherwise.
Yeah.
You know, so unfortunately.
Yeah. Unfortunately, you would rather, so the choice is Bloomberg was worse, but
he
so
tried to buy
is,
his way in though.
Yeah, like, not people read people saw right through that. So the choice is two old white men. Joe Biden, and I like Joe Biden, okay? And if he ends up being a nominee, we'll vote for Joe Biden. But he, you know, he makes a lot of gaffes, you know. I like Bernie Sanders. Philosophically, I get what he's saying.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how you're going to execute all that, but philosophically, I get what he's saying. Like, the rich people keep getting rich and everybody else is at their expense, okay? However, he comes across, talk about frazzled, and you know, like he comes across
I was
so gonna
say
like he's
gonna
fight somebody.
Like,
he's
always
like,
you ain't getting no reparations.
Right.
Right,
what is that?
Right. That's that Brooklyn. He's from Brooklyn, right. You know. So, I mean, so this is the choice. Those are the best choices
he's
that
like
y'all
the,
could come up
he's
with.
He's like the dude in the
yes.
barbershop.
Yeah. That's where the...
No, he's like the guy from... He really is like... y'all ever watch Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he's that guy.
Yeah,
like,
no, you're...
He really is that guy, but I just... I'm like... I mean, between the two, it just seemed like everybody just kind of coalesced around Joe Biden.
It's going to be... Joe Biden, I'm gonna agree with Wonder here. And listen, I can't point to an exact instance where I can say, and this is where I define him as to the extreme left. But for some reason, and he feels this as well, like the establishment of Democrats are like pushing Sanders out, like they're against me, like the machine is raging.
They are
against
him.
Yes,
they are.
But I do think he's far left.
Yeah.
I think Joe Biden represents some legacy, let me use that word, of presidents past.
Yes, I agree with you on
and
that.
And for those who are uneasy with today's current administration, they turn their eye and they say, hey, you know what? What represents what we used to know?
What we're accustomed to.
Right, right. That is mm-hmm. Joe Biden. So right. I think everyone's going to fall
familiar.
In rank.
Yeah,
right.
He's
and there's going to be.
And provides a security. Like
right.
He is familiar. Right.
And there's going to be some closet Republicans, dare I say, who are going to be like, Trump. And they're going to go right now at that booth and go, Biden.
I think there are a few. I'm going to be really honest with you.
So.
I am like, I don't know.
But listen, I ate up enough time. Yeah. It's 18 minutes thing. I'm sorry. Let's just keep it real. I talked too long on that one, right?
No,
we're good.
No,
we're
that
good.
That was really good discussion.
All right, so what do we have, Mrs. E? What are you bringing to the table today?
You know what I wanted to talk about real quick? So there's this company. You guys may have seen it on the internet, on your social media feeds. This company called Honey Pot. Mm-hmm. And it's a black-owned company. A black woman is the owner of the company. And what she makes is she makes feminine products, and they're supposed to be, like, really organic and, you know, really good for you. And so she did an ad. Actually, Target reached out to her because they carry her product, and they reached out to her, and they wanted her to do an ad for Black History Month. And the ad was beautiful, you know, and she was talking about entrepreneurship and how important it is for her to, you know, reach back and be an example, or even just showing up and being an example, because sometimes your presence is just like enough, right? You know, and it gets somebody right. And so when we see ourselves represented, you know, it gives us not only hope, but it inspires us, you know. It says, hey, you know what, if she could do it, I could do it, you know. Look, if she looks like me, you can't even begin, you can't underestimate what representation, that representation matters. It does matter. I was on my memories today, there was a picture, I don't know if you remember this, the little girl at the museum looking at the picture of Michelle Obama. And her whole mouth was open. I mean, she was just like in awe. And it was like, yes, representation matters. So that's what this woman was saying, is that, you know what, if I can be an inspiration to some other young entrepreneurs, young African-American female entrepreneurs, then so be it. I'm here for it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, the, you know, people get offended. I had to watch my words there. So the people that always get offended got offended, and right. for nothing, right. you know, it targeting, you know, they went to a review page and tried to like bring her down with 1-star reviews, and you know, mm-hmm. the ad is racist and this, that, and the other. And from people that clearly don't know, you know, what racist is, but come to find out, the girl, the woman, this company, I think her sales increased like by 50%.
About 50%, yeah.
The counter, you know, people countered that and stood up, you know, right. and said, hey, you know what? I was happy to see her commercial. You know, I thought it was really inspiring. I'm buying her products. And I was like, yes, put your money where your mouth is. Buy her stuff. Forget that 1-star review. Buy her stuff.
Right.
Shut them down mm-hmm. with the sales, you know. And the people who ever run the review site, they shut off the reviews,
mm-hmm.
yeah, because it was so many bogus reviews, and they're trying to, you know, filter through all the 1-star reviews that really are not legitimate, you know.
That's a good thing.
Good for her, wow. you know. That's
sure.
right. Buy her stuff. That's what you do. Just buy it, you know. So I was happy to see that. I was just happy to see the way the economics goes into effect. Like, we're not boycotting anything. We're supporting something. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
This isn't about us buying it. This is about us supporting it. And she was the beneficiary of that. And good on her and good on us.
I've lived this a little myself. I always say success can breed envy and content.
Mm-hmm.
And the more successful you become in life, you can define your success in many, like, you're a very successful mm-hmm. person in your own right, in your field and what you do.
Mm-hmm.
But along the way, you've gained some haters. Mm-hmm. Who you started with in the beginning is not who is around you right
That's
now.
True, yeah.
It's a true statement.
Right.
You still have to move forward. And those who are going to support you, like in this lady's instance, those who are going to support her audience did just that.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And those people probably weren't even buying her product. They probably
right.
never even heard of it.
Right. I always say this. You can't look back.
Right.
Life is not about moving back. It's about moving forward.
Right.
Right.
And so her intent was to show or to put out a blueprint to say, listen, this is where I am and this is how you get there.
Right. Exactly.
And exactly. other folks who may not be as successful, who may not have ended up in said store, said, you know what? Why her and not me?
Mm.
Envy. And there are a lot of voices out there like that. So, I mean, you can put that, again, at the macro or the micro level, but it will happen. Life has taught me one thing. Continue to move forward. You will lose people along the way, and those who are meant to support you will do just that.
Right.
So, with that said, one day, are we good? Good with that?
Good.
I like
good.
That.
I'm
right.
good.
When you say, and this is for the military folks out there, and this is completely transparent to that, but in the military, do you know what the honeypot is? Anybody?
Nope.
All right.
I want. Well, I know what it is right. outside the military, but
that's
yeah.
a, that's
yeah.
a bad thing.
It is. On the military, it is. And you'll always see a young troop, like on a C-130, it's like, and you're taking one of those like 15-hour trips with an in-flight refueling, and you'll see a young troop say, hey, where's the bathroom at? And you'll be like,
right over there.
The honeypot. And they'll be like, well, what's that? And you'll be like, well, you're going to stand in front of everybody and do your business.
No.
Right there. It's fact. Anybody military watching this right now, their hair's going like this. Yo, we've all been there. So anyway, that's why when you say, hey, I'm going to talk about the honeypot, I was like, what do you know about the honeypot? I'm such a military dude.
Yeah, well, your daughters and maybe your wife might have seen it, but it was all over my soul. I had never even heard of the company. So yeah. I'm like, oh, well. Now that I have, you know,
right. support,
I'm
absolutely,
a, you know, supporter.
Big
you know?
Up. Can we get a round of applause?
However,
for
you know, however I can support her.
Thank you.
But yeah, but it's just you know the thing is, and I'm gonna just I will end with this. So one of the commenters that was you know on the Twitter feed, and I forget the negative comments, but one of the commenters said, you know what? On the one hand. You telling us to pull ourselves up by the bootstraps and we need to do, you know, X, Y, and Z. But then when we do X, Y, and Z, it's, you know, you're offended because we're doing for ourselves. It's like you can't have it both ways.
Right.
Like, what
right.
is
right. They
it?
Cut off the, you know? The straps and took
what,
the boot
right.
back.
What do you want, you know? And and I think nowadays, in 2020, there's a lot of people that are like, you know what? I don't care what you want. And
exactly.
I don't care what you think.
Right.
And I think some of us are at that point now. Like, I don't
yeah.
care. I don't
right.
care. I'm tired of trying
you
to make
have,
you understand.
You
I
have
don't
to
care.
Be there. Right. And when I go out and I public speak, one of the things that I make mention of, what someone else thinks about you is none of your business.
Yep. Mm.
It's really none of your
yeah.
business.
Yeah.
If you're walking your path and that is your path and someone is on
yeah,
the outside looking in.
As long as you keep it to yourself and you don't
right.
try to, like, you know,
correct.
Sabotage
right.
you.
Right.
You know.
What you think
right.
is your right. business. Good for you. Hold on mm-hmm. to that. And I wish you the best in life. I'm going to keep moving forward. So, but good stuff, though.
All right.
I learned something good. A little bit. What we got going on, Wonder?
Oh, man. Well, everybody's been following. Well, most people have been following with Bernie Sanders and the whole Public Enemy thing. Right.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting because
Slave got fired.
Chuck D has been catching a lot of heat from a lot of people for, you know, dropping Flav from the group. And, you know, I looked at it and basically one of the arguments is that Flav did not he should have been given the right to sign off or give his nod for Bernie Sanders to use, I guess, their presence, being there, whatever music, and because he didn't, I guess he felt he wasn't asked, you know, he had a problem with that. He had an issue with that.
Right.
And so, you know, but Chuck is, you know, and from just little readings here and there, you know, he has most of the say-so of the group.
Chuck D.
Yeah, he has most of the say-so
like,
of the group.
Yeah.
yeah.
Who's
so,
surprised by that?
So, right.
Nobody, right?
Right, right. So, you know, Flav tried to say.
Chuck said he wrote all the lyrics.
I hope he did.
Right.
Even Flav's ad-libs.
Right.
So, yeah.
So, Flav tried. Flav attempted to send, like, a cease and desist on Bernie Sanders and Chuck D. And, but see, where I have an issue with Flav is that Flav said, and he's quoted, and I found one of the quotes. I think I put it in one of the chats, one of the, you know, and where he says early on in Trump's running, he said, you know, we need to just sit back and let the man do his job. He said this about, you know, on behalf of Trump. But even before that, if he had never said that, the group as a whole, Public Enemy, they had to put up with his antics for years.
Cool, Flavor?
Okay.
Flav?
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Chuck never complained when Flav was in his mode of coonery and buffoonery on all these shows and stuff. They still took him in when they did shows and concerts, you know. Yeah, but he's not the first person
that got fired.
Yeah,
remember,
they fired Griff. Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, for Flav to now come out, you know, with this kind of like trying to be on this political moral compass. I'm like, come on, man. You, all this hell you've been raising. You know, I mean, I've watched interviews where Professor Griff talks about how they would have shows and Flav is, you know, he's missing. He's somewhere in some, you know, with a bunch of his cronies getting high. And they had to go look for him and find him and bring him back to the show.
Right.
Like, you know, Eddie Kane, come on, Eddie. We got
to
show him.
You know, I mean, all Flav had to do, in my opinion, it's not show up.
Just don't
not
go.
Show up. I mean, well, he's the hype man.
He didn't.
People look for Flav to be on there. But I mean, if he felt that strong about it, just relax yourself. But for you to send a cease and desist, to me,
it wasn't a group decision.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yeah, he should have. I'm looking at Chuck D's Twitter thing, and he's saying, "Last final note. The last final note was my last straw." That was my last straw was long ago. It's not about Bernie with Flav. He don't know the difference between Barry Sanders or Bernie Sanders.
Sanders.
He don't know either.
That's right.
Flav refused to support. I don't know. Refused to support somebody after the Harry Belafonte inducted us. What is this? Sankofa? I don't know.
Sankofa.
He don't do that. So basically, it's really not about that. It's about him being Flavor
so
and being not
took,
showing
it
up.
It took 37
right.
years
right.
for yes. Chuck to say, you know what, man?
You out of here.
I can't do it no more. Chance after chance. That's an abusive
right.
relationship.
Come on, man.
Right. Chance after chance after chance. And
he's gotten the better of it.
Exactly. He's, you know? Right, because he doesn't have to take any responsibility for the group.
Got
you
the
know
kiss
Chuck
on all
take
the young
all the
girls.
Business. Right. It's like, come on, man. Like, they'll be together.
Yeah.
Well,
that's true. But
listen, man, you talking about 30 years ago. Who's buying into Public Enemy? Like, I would go see Chuck D by himself.
Yo,
somebody,
they did a hell of a show at the Legends of Hip Hop
without
Flav
before.
All of them.
Right.
Yes.
Griff,
exactly.
Flav,
right.
Chuck D.
Right.
That's when Doug
right.
is.
Right, and that's fine.
Group.
I mean, it's.
You know.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, Flav is the hype man.
He's the
and
hype man.
And it would be nice to see him. But if Public Enemy has to do a show, with or without which one,
more
Flav
people.
Flav can't head the show.
No, he can't.
You know,
no.
What's he gonna do? 911 is a joke,
right,
and then
right.
after what? Cole Medina or Medina?
911 is a joke, though.
I did like that.
Into Public Enemy. Hey. Chuck D has evolved like so much. I mean, it's like right. It's like he don't. You know. People will go see Chuck D, and I'll go see Chuck D just piping Flavor stuff, and we all good. You know?
She said just piping Flavor.
Because
would you
stuff.
Hit the button for the joint?
Yeah,
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 boy.
Yeah, you just piping stuff in.
Right.
Of course you can.
Yeah, but
as
but
soon as those are in, everybody going to be looking for Flavor. Like, yo, where you at?
No.
Right.
Yeah, they could put the hologram
on. They could just
put the hologram on for that.
They could put a video on it.
He's going to want his
money. All right,
let me get that.
Then he's going to send you a cease and desist.
And the, you know,
because you know what I was worried about when Flav first did what was that show where he was dating
Flavor Love?
Oh yeah,
no,
was,
before Flavor Love.
Brigitte Nielsen.
Yeah.
Like, come on, like you know what a clown
I was thinking. I was thinking to myself, man, what are you go the blemish that you're going to put on P.E. doing this?
But he really didn't. It was just himself.
Yeah, but...
No, I didn't know.
I looked at it like...
I watched it because I couldn't believe it. I was like, yo, what does... Like, but
but
know.
We all know he's the court. Like they said in this thing I was reading, he's the court jester.
The clown
like,
prince,
how are you
going
to write? Like, can't take this guy that seriously.
Yeah. So that's my thing. I'm on Chuck's side.
I'm team Chuck D too. I like Chuck D. I like him a lot.
I like
smart
Chuck.
Smart guy.
Flavor
smart guy. He's like sometimes I'll be watching these documentaries on music. He'd be like in the documentaries and stuff. He's a smart guy. He's just a well-rounded smart guy. I like him.
I'm all
he'll
for him.
He'll be all right. He'll be fine.
All right. Boy. I had to. It was like that.
My bad. Like a gremlin now. What is he like?
Did you say a
60?
Gremlin?
He's almost 60 years old.
Who
Flavors?
Yeah.
Flavors up.
But he is a talent.
Chuck
too.
D's like 50, 57, 58.
He's
like a musical prodigy, isn't he? He can play the drums. He can play
the Legends of Hip Hop. 2 years ago, when they were the headliners, he played about 6 different instruments on stage.
He's talented.
Very talented, just got some other stuff that comes with that talent.
I always wanted to ask Chuck D, though. This is going to be crazy.
What made you pick that dude to roll with you?
No. Why did he support Wrangler jeans?
Hey, man, you only got about
them. Back in the day, they weren't that bad.
Stop. When you say that bad?
Back in the day, they weren't.
No,
way.
That
was his true religion. Leave him alone, man.
That was the time we was wearing some Wranglers.
It's a Chuck D guy here, though.
Yeah, the hard Wranglers.
Stop.
Yeah, man.
That's that. Okay, John.
So, yeah, that's right. But, hey, what was that song by Flavor? 911 is a joke. It was another one. And he was just talking crazy gibberish.
Cold Lampin'.
That's what it was. That was my song. Right.
Yo, 911 is a joke went number one.
Yeah, it did.
It went number one. I bet you Chuck D was like, yo, let me get my cut.
Yeah, you know.
Because he got a lot of cut from him. Yeah, for real. But
Chuck
said
he wrote all the lyrics, dog.
For 911 is a joke?
For all the Flavor shit. That's what he said. That's how I read it. So, that's going to be an interesting battle right there.
Gotcha. On your masters. I'm sorry.
Yeah, man. All right.
Good stuff, Wendon. Good stuff. Because we got to move because we definitely got to cover one topic here. But what you got,
still tipping, dog. I'm trying to figure out what's wrong with the James Dolan and the New York Knicks, man. They wouldn't let Spike Lee take the employee entrance to get to his seats. Spike said, I'm tired of y'all. I've been coming to these games. Y'all been losing like hell for years.
He spends a lot of money.
I spent a lot of money on them courtside seats. You're not going to let me take the employee entrance? All right, I'm not coming to another game. What are they thinking, man? That's your moneymaker, James Dolan, if it wasn't for Spike Lee and them stars sitting down there. Y'all would have no attendance. The last game had the lowest attendance since like 2006.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because of that little disagreement between management and Spike Lee.
Oh, damn.
You're used to seeing, if they go to the Garden, they're used to seeing Spike going to be right there.
Like
courtside.
Jack Nicholson at
he
Lakers
not coming?
Yeah,
all right, then I ain't going.
A lot of people didn't know Penny Marshall or Laverne, Laverne and Shirley, was always courtside at the Clippers games.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
she was
okay,
a diehard
okay,
Clippers
right,
fan.
Right.
Yeah, so I'm just trying to figure out what...
Stolen is a bit of a nut. Yeah. He had a dispute with Charles Oakley too. They just settled that.
What Spike Lee said was, I'm being harassed by James Dolan. I don't know why. How is it the wrong entrance when I've been using the same entrance for 28 years? If I was Spike, I would never come back. 28 years he's been going in that same entrance, and now James Dolan is like, nah, you can't use this. You got to go in where everybody else.
Okay.
Well, if I've been doing this for damn near 3 decades, I'm going in this door right here.
Right, right.
Or I'll take my money somewhere else. So, you know, if you find Spike at the Brooklyn games, don't be surprised. Yeah, they had almost less 3,000 less seats sold after that incident.
Yeah, because
so now it's going to go down even more, right?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm. Real quick, big up to North Carolina that tuned in. Maimon Bay is watching, so can you give a round of applause?
Professor!
For who they call the professor. Big up to him. But no, there's, even in, you know, things like that, when people pay, as they say, good money, right, and they're consistent customers, you're supposed to bend backwards just a little bit for
them.
Yeah,
but you did it to one of your former players, too.
Yeah, right.
Remember, Oak can't go and he banned him indefinitely from the guard.
No, but I think he just had a lawsuit and they overturned that or something. I heard something on the radio about that. But I think Charles Oakley was like, yeah, I don't even want to go.
A civil trespass order against him lapsed 2 years ago, and the Knicks said in February the ban has ended.
Right, right.
You know,
but still, I mean, Charles Oakley was.
I wouldn't go.
Right.
If Patrick Ewing only would have slam the ball versus the finger roll. I know I'm wrong.
But you said things would be a lot different right now.
Everyone in the tri-state area is like, what the hell is Patrick doing? All right, nothing.
He was on his George Gervin, dog. He was trying to get that finger roll in, bruh.
Which I don't understand, because when he played for Georgetown, he was a beast under the rim, man. He was a beast.
No, zero argument. That's why I went. Do you remember the shot that we're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah. So everybody was.
No. I'm talking about Patrick Ewing.
Patrick Ewing, yeah. So no one understood the finger roll at that particular moment. I still don't.
I was a Bulls fan then, so I was all for it.
You say you're good?
Yeah, I was good.
I was good. Great move, Patrick. All right.
He said outstanding finger roll. That didn't make it.
All right. So listen, we got about 20 minutes
let's get it.
To really delve in. There's a lot going on, but we have to talk about the coronavirus.
Drink Modelo, dog.
Do we have to?
Yeah, that is something.
Wash your hands, man.
Talk just about. Wash your hands, people. Well, go ahead.
Everybody on the episode of Hoarders.
So let me ask you this, because I've been like paying attention, but kind of not paying attention. What are the symptoms of coronavirus? Like, what would make you think that you had it? Shortness of breath. Okay. All right. Okay.
Right. So as it becomes a pandemic, New Jersey has its first confirmed case. So I've been watching the little map because I'm a CNN head. And and so
it makes it now in Jersey.
Yeah.
I think he
infected his family.
Didn't. Where is this guy from?
Okay, but there's one guy. Okay, then there's a guy in Hackensack. He's in the somewhere in the Hackensack area.
Yeah,
he's up.
Yeah, north. Yeah, Fort Lee. Fort Lee. Right.
And
Fort
I think he infected his family, his neighbor. Yeah.
Oh,
but
gosh.
If I can't, while you guys are looking that up, can I say something about that?
Yeah, absolutely.
I was watching on Instagram, Dr. Aleem Muhammad. He's an actual medical doctor. And he was talking about how it, you know, the corona, you have families of different types of viruses, like, you know, different levels. And he was calling them like different families. Mm-hmm. And then he was talking about how, you know, certain viruses can jump from one species to the other. And he gave an example about, you know, so if you live in close proximity to. And he gave the example of like ducks and pigs, like you have a farm or something like that. And he said, now the duck may have a certain type of disease and spread it in the water. And then you have pigs, and maybe the pig may drink the water. And then you eat the pig. Right. He said, you know, that's how you get this cross contamination, this species of virus jumping from one living organism to another. But he also alluded to the fact, he said, this looks different because there's other elements to it that do not seem, it seems like it's, what's the word I'm looking for? Manufactured. He said parts of it, you know, it's real. There's like a real organism, but then he said it looks like it's mingled with something else. I wish I had got that video to you in time, super producer. After the show, I can show you the video. It's pretty long, but it's very interesting. Or I can share it on Instagram.
Right. But so they believe it. I'm hearing you,
that's him. That's okay. From what he said. He sees, because there are levels of the coronavirus as well. You know, some people catch common colds from a coronavirus. You know what I'm saying? He said sometimes a common cold can be caught from it.
Wow.
So he was just talking about the different levels. Also, they said for precaution's sake, some of the steps that you can take, as was mentioned, you know, the washing of hands. They said when a person, you should be about 6 feet from a person who's coughing or sneezing because the droplets.
Oh, God,
they,
yeah.
They carry what they drop. They drop within them like a 5 foot span, so you should be at least 6 feet away.
In your mouth.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean,
What was that? Stay home
and...
Hey, cover
you
up.
You should be coughing.
Wash your mouth.
Your,
coughing
you
or something.
Cough into
but see, you know, I'm going to tell you something. I've gone into bathroom stalls and someone will come in, turn the cold water on for about 3 seconds, dash their hands in, and then walk out. As if, you know, and so I think...
That's how they live at home, Jack.
You know, there are certain folks... Just don't have problems.
Don't wash hands at all.
Yeah. They just don't wash their hands. They don't cover their mouth.
Right.
Cough all out loud.
We ate before we came here, and I had told my partner in crime, I said, I just washed my hands. I took a bath in the bathroom, and I put hand sanitizer on when I came out.
I always wash my hands before I eat, especially if I'm out. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't even do hand sanitizer. I'm like, let me go wash my hands because it's just, right. Like, yeah. Yucky, you know?
Like, I don't touch doors. Like,
yeah. And even when I'm coming out, I'm like this, you know? Like, I'm all.
Who's the entertainer? He has a bald head now, and he's a germaphobe, big germaphobe. Oh, my God. He's a comedian. He's a comedian. Yeah,
I know, right?
Yeah.
He's
a comedian. He's always on the late shows. It'll come to me like at 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm gonna text y'all. That's who it was. Right.
Right.
Like what?
But it. But my thing is, it's spreading too. I can't even use the term spreading too fast, but it is spreading at an alarming rate. And now they're talking about the Summer Olympics being shut down. Some of the different venues, what are they going to do with the March tournament, so forth, and so on, March Madness. Whoa. Like, that's a lot of money. That's why the markets are going here. But again, you can't put human life against currency. I always say that, but they do. And this thing is moving. What was the name of the 28 days? Was that the movie?
With the virus,
yeah. I always say art imitates life. Are we looking at that?
Yeah.
But you know what?
I just got a message.
Howie Mandel. Can I get a round of applause, Mandel, please? Because I'm not crazy.
Okay.
Howie Mandel.
All right. All right.
What
I got
the hell I'm talking about?
But I mean, as of right now, it was like a couple. How many cases in the United States? Let me see something.
One too many.
I don't know. I just got a text that said the symptoms are very similar to the standard flu. It's just a different strand. So shout out to Dennis Donez for sending that in. Man.
Okay.
And so do we know for sure what it is?
No, we don't.
I know one thing. Everybody's losing their mind over it. You know what I mean? So. Right.
Yeah, the doctor mentioned that.
Yes.
He said it's mixed. That's what he was saying. Like, how is it? Yeah.
It's an HIV strain.
Yeah.
And that's why more is coming out than they think it's genetic.
That's what
right.
He said.
What was engineered to find out what's going to happen, like Outbreak did in the movies, right?
Right. No, Outbreak, 28 days later.
Right.
I mean, they're, what is World War Z with
Tom Cruise?
No, it wasn't.
No,
Tom Cruise.
Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt. That was a good movie, though.
Yeah.
That actually was.
Well, did y'all see y'all's president in the little clip today?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my God.
Dude is a clown.
He's so stupid.
What
He's
did he
like,
say?
We can't use the flu shot stuff. Like, it's like, no.
No, you know what?
Yeah, we sure can.
Better yet, you try
the
flu shot. You
like,
get the coronavirus and you report
people,
back to us and let
yeah,
us know if it works or not.
Go test that out.
Let
us
go test that out.
It's not the same.
You over there
be like
only
this.
At 1600. Just test it out right there.
Oh my goodness. This guy is so.
And put some go-go music on.
Listen, and we beat Trump up a lot, but I gotta give it to Mike Pence today. Like as best he could today, he was like, we don't have enough test kits. He didn't get up
they
there
made him say that joint, right?
Or nothing. Mike Pence was like, look, I ain't even gonna play this.
They told me to lie to y'all, but I ain't gonna even go out like that. We ain't got no test kits, y'all. Y'all is messed up, Jack. Word.
Oh, wow. All right.
Cool.
Big
cool.
up to Jeff. Can I get my kit?
Oh, my God.
Listen, I wanted to big up ATL, too. They've tuned in. Keith Bilal's watching out in ATL. So big up Keith Bilal. But no, that is madness, though, right? I would be like, well, why don't you go over there, get injected, right? We're going to give you the flu
Come
shot.
Come back and let us know let if us it know. Works.
Half the country would be like, oh.
Please.
Yeah, really. Sacrifice.
You're supposed
yourself.
To be
right,
our
right.
leader. Lead sacrifice. By example.
So I mean, this guy is like so stupid. And then Kellyanne, so you know Kellyanne Conway, her, but her
isn't that
husband,
the lady that looks like the dude? But like, yeah, pretty. Her, she looks like Beavis? You know the,
like,
the jump
yeah,
for the ring.
Yeah. So Beavis. Her husband is not a Trump fan at all. He hates
no,
it.
With
he
a passion.
So then
he
put
it,
but then
he give a donation.
And
to somebody,
after the, you know, the White House had posted a little video. So George Conway was like, "I wish there was a vaccine for abject stupidity."
Oh, straight so shot to the gut.
Yes, he be going in.
He just, yeah.
I don't know how they like. Could you be married to somebody where you had like you where your husband didn't like your boss? You like how could that affect you know? I don't know if I could.
Yeah, she just collecting that check right now.
True.
When he get out of office, she gonna start writing books and stuff. Let me tell y'all what really went down.
Oh my God. Like when you really think about where we're at as a nation. And as you watch a pandemic move this way, it is scary times.
It is scary. Yeah. Because, one, you can't believe a daggone thing they say.
Right.
You know, you can't believe anything that guy says. Everything could be good, and you'd be like,
No.
You know?
Oh, and no.
You got to filter
through
the craziness, though.
He used the word hunch. I have a hunch that the numbers aren't that high. What the,
did
what
you
is
read the report,
hunch?
Dog? I know you had a
he
briefing
doesn't,
this morning.
He doesn't
What's
read,
a hunch?
Right? He doesn't read. So
it's
just like
uneducated
yes. Right.
What is a hunch? Listen, like I said, I bigged up Mike Pence today because he just came on CNN, which is like, listen, we don't have enough test kits.
He's sweating. He over there sweating like, look, I ain't going to even lie to y'all, man. We ain't got no test kits, dog.
This is too right. funny.
What is
God.
We going to do?
Meanwhile,
back at the
China
ranch.
Built a slew of hospitals fully, you know, tooled up. And actually, this doctor that I mentioned,
wow.
he was talking about, you know, the response
mm-hmm.
Of China building. I think they built 8 hospitals in like a week. They built a number of hospitals in like 8 days.
Right.
Wow.
Like, you know, fully equipped in terms of dealing with this coronavirus. And I mean, he said he believes that the American health system, the medical system, they're not even prepared to do anything like that.
Mm.
He said.
Well,
he
no,
said as a medical doctor.
Not.
He
yeah,
said. He said they wouldn't be able to do something
no,
like that.
No, first of all, in China, because they're gonna make you build that hospital. What do you think they got volunteers to build a hospital? No, it's a communist country. you gonna build that hospital?
Build.
You are gonna build they that
say,
hospital,
huh?
Right? Exactly. And
you heard me, right?
I mean, it is impressive. I'm not saying it's not, and it's a
it's
country
very
of
impressive.
A billion people. But let's not act like they put job applications out and all these people applied for it. They made those people
right.
Build
but
the,
I think
hospital,
I think the point he was making, the point he was making is regardless of the political apparatus that America, you know, in terms of America, what will be your response if a slew of people begin to get sick? Like what will be your response?
Well,
can you be
yeah,
able to, because let me tell you something,
I
if I was sick with
that.
The coronavirus and I'm looking at who's better prep, I'm not worried about who's a communist. If they have stuff ready
so
for
going
me
to China,
I'm
Jack.
Going there. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, that's how I'm looking at it in terms of preparedness.
Yo, but and
when you look at, here it is. Your president is asking, can a flu shot? That's scary.
Well, that's
scary.
That speaks to a common sense level, too.
So, I wouldn't scoff. I wouldn't. Right. I wouldn't scoff at the fact that.
Yeah, I agree.
A number of hospitals have gone up. You know, I don't care about what the politics are.
I'm not scoffing at it. I'm just saying it's like, but I think it's apples and oranges in some respect as far as scale.
Well, if we claim we're the greatest country on the planet, my thing is, what is your response? What's going to be your response?
He already told you, man, we ain't got no test kits.
Yeah, I don't know if they really have
and
a response.
That's scary.
So they're kind of like winging it and praying it. Shout out to Lil G. Come here on that kind of scale, you know. So, but on the flip side, I'm gonna say this too. I feel like maybe that's why a part of me is like, you know, because I feel like the media likes to hype things up to a certain extent. Okay, a lot of people do die from the flu. You know.
Yeah, that can be argued.
A lot of people die from the flu.
That can be argued. That's true.
Exactly. So. I'm like, I don't know. It's like, I don't want to get like too, I'm concerned, but I'm not that concerned yet. Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you like to come on screen?
Absolutely.
Would you like to come on screen?
Absolutely.
Ladies and gentlemen. Yeah.
Yeah. There's nobody. Yeah. I don't think anyone died from the United States died. Unless I stand to be correct.
Yeah.
Who died?
11 people died. All right.
That's why.
Oh, in California. In Washington. Right.
And
I'm
one
sorry,
on
Washington.
That ship that they're
because,
keeping
but
out.
Because
right.
they didn't know what it was, right? It was still like they weren't testing for that.
The whole nursing home, there was 9 that died in the nursing home.
Okay. Old people?
They were older, and then they have the younger ones that have to stay there in quarantine. They got it now.
Okay, all right.
So now one of the questions would be, does it hit people with compromised immune systems?
Okay, well, that's what I'm saying. Are they older? Like, what is it that, you know? Right.
Yeah,
but what I'm saying is, yes, I don't think there's anything to stop you, prevent you from contracting it, but your health probably plays a lot into, like, you know, the treatment and what do we have to treat it. And since they know what it is, you know, maybe they can treat it, you know, where you're not dying from it. Like, I
had to keep a can of Lysol. Somebody cough them, just spray them right in the face.
Okay.
Get it all up their nose.
Oh, okay. I'm still not super, like, that's just me. I refuse to get.
I'm concerned.
He is a boss.
Said they
well,
are
the
tanking.
Economy. Yeah. Yeah, the economy. Yeah. I'm more concerned about that.
Right.
Than. That's just me.
I'm a retired.
I'm more concerned about that. I'm more concerned about people like not. Yeah. No, I know. I wouldn't get on no airplane. Yeah. I agree with you on the public transportation. Yeah. Oh, really?
And I think they said the only continent that it's not on is Antarctica.
Yeah, Corona's like, now we good. We got everything else. All right,
hey, I got a cruise coming up in January. Yeah. Coronavirus is not. I'm going.
Get
some test kits.
Like,
hey,
let's hope
I'm
so.
Super, like,
get some test kits, though.
Because you know I'm going to have to say something at the funeral, right, LB? I'm like, we was just doing the radio
show. He said he was going to go. And he didn't make it. The coronavirus got him.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm concerned that somebody in Hackensack has it.
Is it one to say?
I work right next to that town.
I just don't like go along with stuff like that. Like, I don't know.
I'm going to give me some lights off.
I'm such a skeptic.
Spraying everything.
I don't know why, but I'm like, I would really have to. I'm not like super
All right. Well,
I mean,
listen.
I'm glad I don't work in New York anymore, but I'm just like, I don't know. I'm not like super.
I work
scared.
In a school, and all you hear is sneezing coughs. So I'd be
yeah,
like,
yeah, Lord.
And they want to shake your hand.
Well,
like,
they did shut
bumps.
Some schools down, though, right?
Elbow bumps. Say that.
Mm-hmm.
Bump, bump.
All right.
Bump, bump, bump. All right, where we at?
So, listen, let's stay tuned to our show every other Thursday on BKS1 Radio at 7. Oh, listen to me. Was I ever on the mic? This sounds like
oh.
Oh, why y'all ain't say nothing?
You got,
like, oh, okay.
I didn't want to say you got pulled closer.
BKS1 Radio at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Our next show will be Thursday. March
19th. You got one job to do. You got one job to do.
Thank you.
All right.
Got it. You got it, Missy. I got
out.
Your back.
All right.
He threw this in my face before I was
This is only year 10 we've been doing this show.
Oh, my
And
goodness.
Around this time, every other week, I go just like this. Wait, watch. I go just
he
like
tried
this.
To discreetly, but he, right. I'm be like, this is what I'd be like.
Like, do your job, dude. Do your job.
She said,
and another
yeah,
thing right. about Corona.
I'd be like, it's 10 minutes to 8.
It's almost time to go. Give me my paper, Jack.
All right. I'm trying to wrap the show up. That's all. All right. What we got, dude?
You know what?
In 100 words or less.
In 100 words or less. You know what? We're going to see if we get this done, man. You know what I mean? But make sure y'all check. Spring your clocks forward on Sunday, all right? Don't get
we
late.
We lose
for
an hour, don't we?
Yeah, we spring forward. We go on Sunday, 2 o'clock in the morning. So make sure you do that.
Do you even have to do that anymore? Everything does it by itself. Like,
yeah, unless you got an old clock in your house.
We
got
to move that one.
Oh. Oh, the one in your car. The one in the car, too, you got to do.
Okay, so just be sure to stay tuned in the this station, BKS1 Radio. It's a fashion moment with Ty Chung at 9 p.m. and also the Storm Warning Show at 10:30. Like I always say, when you walk outside your front door, showtime in the world is your stage. Just make sure that people are not watching the rehearsal. With that being said, it's the six-man Dean Geronimo, everybody's big brother. Have an outstanding week. And I see y'all in 14 days.
All right, I feel like we should just shut it down. I know, that should be the end of the show. We close on that. We should just close on that.
I have something to say, but Wonder, what do you got? What do you got, Wonder?
I don't have anything, man. Hey, stay safe out there. Wash your hands.
Right.
With soap and hot
water.
Wash
your hands. Cover your mouth when you cough. And if you're sick, stay home.
Please.
You have nothing to prove. All right.
We got one more.
We got one more.
It is. Ladies and gentlemen.
I just want to say it's real out there because somebody stole our hand wipes and Lysol. I had a box of it. So somebody walked out of here with some Lysol and bacterial hand wipes.
Oh, my goodness.
They're missing.
Just petty.
Sean, I'm going to need you to revert back to how you used to be back in the day and get our hand wipes back.
You have the hand wipes of BKS1, please call 646-233-1302 to return them. You will not be criminally prosecuted.
Real quick, I wanted to shout out Bristol Myers Squibb. They allowed me to come out and speak for Black History Month. They adopted my
Indeed.
Book as they're reading.
Oh, that's
and
so nice.
I always say this, thank you. I always say this, like, there are doors that must be not just walked through, but kicked down. And today I went to an academic piece of my journey that was challenging, but it's a part of my resume that must reside at some point. So let me say this to those who are pursuing academia. Stay the course. We need you. It will be a lonely road, but without you, we're going to be lost. So on that note, if there's something you want to talk about, call in and let's talk about it. Now,
all right. All right. I'll take it back.
It's not a competition.
Not at all.
Good, bro. Listen, shout out to the super producer, Kickball Head. Woohoo! Right. And to the man who makes it all happen, the CEO, Storm Norm.